Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm Ginger Dunaway, and I want to welcome you to the third episode of Ego Watch. So in the last episode, we talked about the ego being that voice in your head, all the thoughts and judgments you have about life as it passes by. As we move through this episode, I want to remind you to be vigilant over how the ego, how that voice in your head, might react to some of what we will be talking about today. Try and stay with me. Take a deep breath and really ask yourself if this makes common sense. Remember, you are taking the first step to awakening by simply being able to see for the first time this ego aspect playing out in your mind. So in today's episode, we will be answering the question, how and when does this ego development begin? So, as babies, we are aware of our underlying connection with everything around us, and we are not experiencing the world, but we are a part of the experience of the world. There is a subtle difference, because before we have a sense of self, we have no way to be an experiencer. The body gives us the ability to be an experiencer, but we have to develop that sense of self through the mind and our awareness to have something with which to experience the world with. We develop that sense of self by mommy and daddy beginning to see us, which develops that sense of self, that sense of separateness. This begins the development of the ego aspect of mind, which gives us a sense of self, and from that shifts us from being a part of the experience to being an experiencer of the world. Mommy and daddy begin labeling the world around us, furthermore showing us how we are separate from it, and further distinguishing the boundaries between ourself and everything else. Over time, we lose the awareness of our underlying connection with the world as we begin to separate ourselves more and more from it. So, I learned that I'm in this body and I'm called Ginger, and this is my nose and that's your nose. We learn labels for everything around us, and we begin to understand that it is separate from us. Now, depending on what our parents' experiences have been, we are taught all kinds of things by them. We pick up so much from how our caregivers perceive the world and how they act and react, and we assimilate it into our own experience. We learn their fears, their worries, their behaviors, their beliefs, including religious and spiritual beliefs, their opinions. These religious and spiritual beliefs can be very deeply ingrained. And depending on what they are, some instill love and peace, and others can instill fear and guilt. But from all this learned behavior, belief, etc., we are now experiencers of the world and are now creating our own patterns and habits of living. As we begin to develop this sense of self and this ego mind consisting of all these learned thoughts, beliefs, and judgments, we begin shifting out of the present. We begin shifting out of being a part of the experience of the world with this underlying sense of connection into being experiencers of the world and truly feeling separate from it. Welcome to the ego mind. This ego mind development and sense of self is part of the human experience and part of learning to function in this world of form. Once we establish the self, we begin building our self-images, which again are all part of the ego as a collection of thoughts and beliefs about ourselves based on the past. The ego self-images begin to build when we are taught as children who we are by our parents, our friends' parents, our siblings, our relatives, and our friends. We learn the rules of this world and we get a vague idea of what we look like to others and then innately try and build on this as we grow up. So as a kid, I remember overhearing parents of my friends telling my mom that I was so sweet or that I was an angel. And I remember that I didn't feel that way inside, but hearing them say that made me feel like I needed to make more of an effort to be sweet around them, keep them feeling that way about me, to keep them seeing me in that way. So this is how self-image starts. We hear someone labeling us, and we either strive to prove them right or we strive to prove them wrong. We are constantly striving to live up to expectations that we think others have placed on us and that we have then placed on ourselves. Then we do the best we can to mold ourselves into what we think we are supposed to be, most of us not realizing that we are getting angry and resentful in the process. We can get so busy trying to be what we think other people expect us to be that we find that we are not living the life we want to live. But we continue to build a self-image of ourselves to fit into our world, whatever world you happened to be born into. So some of us may have been born into a wealthy family, and we were expected to do well in school and make something of ourselves, etc. Some of us may have been born into a poor family, but we were raised to be the first to go to college, and so there were expectations placed upon us to make something of ourselves. But all of these situations and expectations shape the ego self. Unless we have a supportive spiritual belief system to remind us of the eternal spirit that is our truest essence, we will only be sinking deeper and deeper into this thought system and belief system. For most of us, our spiritual or religious belief systems, although they mean well, end up tempting us to separate ourselves even further from each other because of the different belief structures. Once this basic belief of separation has been instilled and we have put into place deep thought structures to support and enhance this belief in separation, we totally lose our sense of connection with each other and the world around us. And this causes all kinds of strife. So if we can no longer see our underlying connection, then we don't seem to care as much anymore in how we are affecting others. So the ego is simply the thoughts, beliefs, and judgments we have about the world and the people around us as we separate ourselves from it and them. But it is also the negative emotions and feelings that stem from those thoughts, beliefs, and judgments. It is these negative emotions and feelings that cause the suffering and the stress. We begin to act from these thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and feelings, and we begin to live driven by the ego rather than guided through life by spirit. So think for a moment if you could simply move through life without thinking about what was happening or judging and resisting what was happening. Part of you probably think that sounds great, and part of you probably think that that sounds boring. I'm here to tell you that you can have the best of both worlds. You can learn to move through life without the chaos of your thoughts and judgments sending you into turmoil. You can still have these thoughts and judgments, but you can stay at ease as you learn to shift into a higher state of awareness and watch the thoughts, determining if any are really worth your time paying attention to. You'll be able to shift into this higher state of awareness and remember that underlying connection you have with everyone and everything around you. And that will begin to change how you are moving through the world, because now you do care about the effect that you're having on others when you're really sensing that connection. So this concludes this third episode of Ego Watch. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Take some time to let this information sink in. Sometimes it takes a while for the ego to soften enough for it to finally click. But I promise that your spiritual self, your higher self, is supporting you immensely in this endeavor to awaken and to stay awake. Your highest self knows that this is your utmost goal so that you can fully enjoy every moment of this life while it is still here for you to enjoy. So I have a bit of homework for you that I'm going to rename fun work. So I want you to begin the first step to awakening, which is simply realizing that you are immersed in this ego cloud to begin with. Simply listening to this podcast today has given you the means to begin watching and observing your ego at work within your own mind. Observe your ego with absolutely no judgment. Simply observe your ego with a healthy sense of fascination at what all it has been built upon over the course of your lifetime. This observation of the ego is part of one of the three components of yoga, the self-study. So you are beginning a process that ancient yogis and sages have been using for thousands of years to enlighten. How amazing is that? So take action now. If you are not already on my guest list, then go to choosespiritnow.com and sign up immediately. You will get amazing tips and tools delivered straight to your inbox every Monday morning, helping you to understand awakening, experience awakening, and reminding you to stay in that awakening once you find it. You will get the newest podcast episodes and guided meditations that I've recorded, plus you will be the first to know of any new product launches. If you have a question you'd like for me to answer on a future Ego Watch episode, then send an email to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And remember, to live awake is to love your life. And what can be better than that?